Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today, I have a local story. In fact, I was there when the story happened. And it seems simple at first, but I think it shows something very powerful. There's a fellow here in my city. He's a Russian fellow. His parents are from Russia. He was born in Russia. And he didn't really ever receive much of a Jewish education. To this day, cannot read Hebrew at all. I got to know him through a friend. Last year, I went to his house, asked him if he wanted to put on tefillin. He did. And now it's a year later, and that same friend was in town. And so I decided, let me go call on this fellow, this Russian fellow, and see if he'd like to put on tefillin. I gave him a call. He said, sure. Nope. Yeah, sure. Fine. Absolutely willing. And so I went over to his house and put on tefillin with him. And I asked him at the same time, do you have any mezuzahs on the house? I knew that it was not really a completely Jewish house. So I asked him, he said, as a matter of fact, I do have a mezuzah. I said, oh, great. When did you put that up recently? He said, yeah. About 6 months ago, I just got the idea, put up mezuzah. I went online. I went to a Jewish bookstore, and he takes out his phone. He says, here's a picture of the mezuzah which I purchased, and it looked like it was a valid situation. You know, it looked like a real mezuzah, and it said it was Arizal-style writing. And so I said, how did it work? He said, well, I saw a case that I wanted. I bought the case and I bought separately the parchment and I put it in. So I thought, how do you know that it was put in up, right side up if you can't read Hebrew? He said, I don't know. Okay. I said, let's take a look at it. Fine. He said, I didn't say the blessing because I don't know the blessing to put up a mezuzah, but I put it up. So I said, good, let's take a look. Sure enough, we took down the mezuzah, and it was put up correctly, as a matter of fact. The case was right side up, and had a shin on it, and the mezuzah was in there correctly, even though he had bought them separately, and he, not knowing, put the parchment inside. It seemed to be perfect. And so when he put it back up, I helped him now to say the blessing. He was very happy about it. And he had a friend over. His friend was very happy for him. And I thought to myself, amazing, we see again the godly spark of a Jew. Here is a Jew not educated in Judaism, cannot even read. And yet, he thought somehow or another in the middle of a Tuesday afternoon or whatever that he wants to have a mezuzah. And he did it. And so, therefore, we should never hesitate to invite a Jewish person to do a mitzvah. Very often we meet Jewish people who are not so involved in Torah mitzvahs. We meet them in the store, or we meet them on the subway, or we meet them when we're shopping someplace or traveling. It's always important to keep our eyes open for our brothers and sisters. Just like if you saw a cousin suddenly, you were in the airport and you were going to one city and you see, oh, there's my cousin. You run over. Hey, where are you going? Where you're coming from? So too, every Jewish person is our cousin, or even better, our brother or sister. And therefore, we should always have our eyes open to see if this person's Jewish, the person we're standing next to in line, or this person who is driving the Uber or whatever. And in all these situations, so many situations have happened to me in which I had the chutzpah or whatever to ask the person they're Jewish, and sometimes it doesn't seem to lead anywhere, but sometimes it does. The truth is that even if the person doesn't do a mitzvah, but just being reminded in a nice way, of course, that they're Jewish is something positive, because maybe tomorrow they'll do a mitzvah. Who knows what made this fellow, who I told the story about, suddenly decide one day to put up a mezuzah? Maybe with somebody who he met, another Jew, happened to mention that he had a mezuzah, or whatever. But certainly, just as if you would see a family member, you would greet them. Every Jewish person is our family member, is our brother or sister. And therefore, it's very important to try to see if the person standing next to us is Jewish, because if so, it's our long-lost brother or sister, and we should really greet them and say, how are you doing? And if it's a person that is not so close to the Torah mitzvahs, try to help them come closer. And of course, this also helps in the war effort. Every one of us is being called up for this war, which is going on, and every one of us can help in the war. Some people help with guns or tanks or planes. Some of us help with mitzvahs. But just as David HaMelech, when he completed his career as a soldier, and he spent his time in the Beis Medrash instead, but his time in the Beis Medrash was fully a partner with the person who was now in charge of the troops, that learning Torah, doing mitzvahs, getting other people to learn Torah and do mitzvahs, davening, is all part of the war effort. And everyone must try their very hardest, because all of us really are part of this war, and therefore, all of us really must try to participate the best way we can. Even if it's just putting a nickel in the charity box, or saying a bracha, anything we're doing to have in mind that this should be in the merit of the Jewish people and the war that we are involved in, and we are sure that Hashem will give us a great and awesome and complete victory. It happened immediately. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.